If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Nevrith, 40 years on the radio dial, two-time Hall of Famer, New York State Broadcasters Hall of Fame, which, by the way, that might as well be the Broadcasters Hall of Fame because all the good broadcasters came from New York. But that WKBW lineup was a juggernaut, and they will never be talent like that on one station during one listening day, every single one a legendary after the next. And, sir, I want to give you my condolences to your dear friend, Sandy Beach, who's passed away.
I am not, I'm at a loss for words, really, because he was such a dear friend. And we didn't always get along. He was there were times when he was my boss, and he would listen to me. And he was very, as you've said earlier, and you've been talking about how well prepared he was for everything. He really was. He was, but I did save his job on one occasion. Sandy also had somewhat of a actual temper. He would occasionally get upset with somebody. And one of the somebodies he was upset with was the general manager of the radio station. He was a guy who always wanted perfection, okay? And Sandy was perfection. He, no question about it. But at this particular occasion, I happened to be walking by Sandy's office, and his secretary outside looked very nervous. I said, "What's the matter, Sue? What's going on?" She said, "Sandy's going to go downstairs and punch the general manager in the face." I said, "What? You can't do that." So I go into his office, and there's smoke coming out of his ears. I said, "What's going on, Sandy? What's happening?" He said, "Well, I was given this job to do for the station, and I did it." And he said, I should have been done yesterday. Well, Sandy was irate, okay? So now he's a big guy, obviously. I'm standing in the doorway, and I'm trying to keep him settled, okay? He comes toward me, and I'm thinking, I can't stop him. He's so much bigger than me. He's going downstairs, and his career will be over. You cannot punch a general manager in the face. So I got him to sit down at his desk. And he kind of settled down just a little bit. And then all of a sudden, it boiled up again. He picked up a tape on his desk, and the tape was out of the box. He picked the tape and threw it against the wall. And as he did that, the tape wound itself around his finger, and he ended up with the world's worst paper cut. And now he is really furious. But I would always kid him about that. You know, I saved your job.
I saved your job. You would have been arrested. You owe me. At the point that you guys were all in one building, I mean, listen, you're all on one team. The ratings are through the roof. Your household names. You're not just rock stars in Western New York. But, and famously, the greatest story, you've got amazing stories, but the one I love is when the Beatles are on Ed Sullivan, and they're like, "Hey, Mr. Nevrith, the Beatles are in New York, we want to bring them into the Odd and do a concert out there," and Dan Nevrith is like, "Oh, the Beatles, like, come on, stop it, I'm not going to be able to sell out the Odd, there's no way, it's a winter, no one's going to come out to see the Beatles." You guys are like legendary, local, all throughout the country. There had to be rivalries, though, with all those egos in one building.
Well, there were some rivalries, but they were friendly ones. Sandy and I would always argue over halls of fame, okay? And I would always tell him, "I'm in one more hall of fame than you are." And he said, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "Well, you know, you're the Broadcasters Hall of Fame in New York, And, you know, you're in the local Hall of Fame and you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I'm in the Buffalo Musicians Hall of Fame. Now, I have to admit, I don't belong in the Buffalo Musicians Hall of Fame. I'm not a musician. I'm not a musician. Right. Okay. But that was the one we would always do. And I one of the things that Sandy really didn't like that I would do, voices. He hated voices, okay? Because I would be on the air by myself, just a newsman, but he was in another room. And so I had nobody to play off of, okay? So I had these voices. I had deeper than, and it was Artie. And I would take advantage of him. He didn't like Artie, okay? But he did say to me, I'll never tell you what I think is funny. That's what he said. And he was funny. He was funnier than me. He was funnier than Joey Reynolds. He was funnier than anybody I ever worked with because he was so quick and he was so prepared for his show at all times. He would sit and work for an hour before I ever did that. I would use the adrenaline of driving and wondering if I'm going to be at the station on time to get me going in the morning. So there were differences there. But I'll tell you, he was the most generous person that I knew. And he was a friend. Like I said, we didn't always get along, but he was a friend. And he was married to Bernadette, who is an angel, absolute angel. She had everything in her power to make him comfortable. And he was not comfortable in the last few years of his life. And she spent every waking moment making sure that he was taken care of. So God bless.
Beautiful.
You. Unbelievable.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful story. Thank you so much. You know, I got to ask you, in the moment when you're in a career and you see, you know, you're at the top and you're looking at all these folks that are, you know, on WKBW, are you able to appreciate it in the moment that you're on top of the mountain? Or does it take years later for you to realize, wow, that was the best, that was the golden era, that was the best time? Did you enjoy it in real time?
No, I enjoyed it completely. I enjoyed it immensely. And I was able to, unlike a lot of other people, I was able to stay in this area. I had opportunities. As a matter of fact, Sandy himself, when he was programming for NBC, he offered me a job in Chicago, which I turned down. He offered me a job in other places. And not only that, but Joey Reynolds, wherever he went, and he went to every major radio station in the country, he would always call and say, hey, Dan, they're interested. They want to have you come here. And I said, Joey, you can't offer me a job. You're not the program director. And so one time he offered me, he said, they want you in Philadelphia. And that was the closest I ever came to leaving. So I was fortunate to stay here with my family, to grow up with my kids and my wonderful wife. And that was the blessing, to be able to do what I love to do and stay in an area where I love to be. And okay, I got to go. I'm kind of choked up here. But I lost a friend. And, you know, I've lost family members, but I've never lost a friend. So this is a rough one. But again, Bernadette, you're an angel. And for what you guys are doing here, and Susan and everybody, and all the memories, thank you. God bless. God bless.
God bless you.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.